Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi, it's Joyce. I'm here.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. So what did you mean you didn't hear about the rest of the coaching with this event?
Well, you were just sharing your experience at the event and how you were like, he was referring me people, and how did he know that what I was doing or what I was up to?
Yeah, it's just open-ended questions. Those are just the thoughts. So I have my notes here of what he said, and I don't understand any of my notes. So I can go over those at least. Then he can interpret what he was talking about to me.
Yay.
I guess.
Yeah,
I didn't know if he remembered me from talking to me before, or if he was...
He's really good at remembering things. I don't know how he does it. And he's also very, some people, and it's not 100%, but some people think that he also just sees things that he sees.
Okay.
Intuitive, I guess. Is that the best word to use?
Because I asked him, we had like a couple minutes by ourselves when no one was in there, and I said to him, quickly before somebody came in, I said, you have been saying all these things about me in front of me to other people. I said, how would you know I know all that? And he said, well, I do, and you know a lot more, and you don't give yourself credit. And I said, I don't know about XYZ. He said, I know that, and you don't have to know that. Other people know that. And so that was like the extent, and then he went into this like a, what I would call a rant of things that I should be doing, not like an angry rant, you know, just a rapid fire of things, which I have scribbled here, this rapid fire, so I shouldn't call it a rant because that has other implications. And so I
download, some people call it.
Okay. And I was like, whoa, because it was like, you know, like $1 million mindset for sure. And, so I have to wrap my head around it a little bit because I'm in the middle of doing, I'm on day 20 of a 30-day LinkedIn challenge. So I've really been going over that really thoroughly and uploading a lot of content and re-looking at that for what I actually have, but not for these things that he says. So it's interesting that a lot of this is he's talking to me about talking to only CEOs, that I should only be talking to CEOs. And my own son would tell me that I would not be qualified for that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, for sure. I talk too much, I don't understand business, you know, a lot of things that I...
Who said that?
One of my sons. Yeah. But that's okay. I do know what I do know. And I did bring up what I thought I did know about. And, you know, which is like financial, that kind of stuff. And he said, oh, no, that's not your skill set at all. So I'm like, good, because it's not really, you know. I'd rather wash toilets, you know. I'll come clean your house first. I don't like that stuff. So if, you know, we can talk about this, you know, what he did say to me, and maybe a little bit slower, that would be good. I have made progress. What he told me to do was, you know, he just said, call the attorney, report them to the attorney general. I read over his contract, though, for signing up the CEO space.
Yeah.
And this is like ironclad. You know, even though he says you get your money back, it says you don't in here. So he has a really ironclad contract, too, for signing that. So, I don't know. We'll see. So what I did do, I got one other person's opinion on negotiating it, and I haven't called. I did cancel my my time to come for my last package I haven't so-called opened, I've never attended. And then I contacted my legal field and sent them the contract and see what they say. So I'm waiting. Today it would be their, I sent it Thursday night, and they said 2 or 3 days to respond. So I'm hoping maybe tonight, by tonight, I'll get a response. I sent it to a friend attorney in Miami, and she said I was out of luck. So, but we'll see.
So I'm wondering, the contract that you read about CEO Space, because I've read it recently about the refund. Now, you have to do certain things to get the refund, but it was all doable. It's basically show up.
Okay, well.
I'm wondering if you if I printed an older contract.
I'm just reading this membership. I'm reading this one. I'm sitting here. I read it for like 10 minutes, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty, I agree with you. They've got some of the best attorneys ever there at CEO Space. But I do know that they do the refund, and you go all week long, and if I think it's Saturday by noon, but you do have to attend, you know, it says you have to attend this, you have to attend that. You can't just go there and hide in the hotel on Saturday. You know, you have to, like, participate in order to get it.
Yeah, and I thought that was good they put in here about, kind of like, no side shows. Like, you know, you can't be running your own party here. They didn't say it that way at all. But, like, you know, you can't be having your own business meetings and stuff like that. You do have to attend. So, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, boot camp is a standalone mass marketing multi-day boot camp, which may be acquired as a standalone product for inventors and individuals seeking education and training on methods to move a product to mass. So, that's more for product people, boot camp.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this might be an old one because it doesn't say anything about the money back guarantee offer.
Okay.
Membership would include default, regardless of cost, and result for citizens.
So this lady, the lady that has the back thing, that would be good for her boot camp.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be really perfect for her. I was talking to Mark. I talked to him a little bit more, the young guy that was there, the PhD engineer.
Yeah.
So, because he came up to me and asked an advice about, he was going to approach local businesses for money for CEO Space and stuff to go. And I said, well, I have first question I have for you. How many local businesses around here do you think have ever heard of anything called CEO Space? So he said, probably not many. I said, that would be a big obstacle right there. So I said, let's flip that strategy over. So I gave him a whole different strategy. And then I followed up with him, and he said he decided he wasn't going to do it because he really didn't have product or something right now. So I gave him another idea back. You know, I said, you're a PhD in engineering. What if you found an undergrad that's in engineering or a near grad, you know, that does have an idea, and you went as a team, you know, and maybe that would be something, you know. So I flipped him another idea back. I thought he seemed like a really likable guy, but he's been in research his whole career. He's never been out of school yet.
Wow.
So, he's never been out of school. So this would be, I could see a fear factor, fear setting in. I mean, he didn't call it fear, but not going because he doesn't have a tangible thing, right? And so why spend the money when you don't have this tangible thing? So I get that thinking, because he's been in academia his whole life, which is artificial, and he doesn't have the thing. So he's just been, not just, we need researchers, but that's what he's been doing, but he wants to get a leg in another camp. So then I suggested find a partner, find somebody that does have something, you know, find a mechanical engineer, or find an industrial engineer, somebody that is inventing something that you can go with, and work together as a team, and then I think a crowdfunding would even work better that way, because I talk about where to get endorsements and stuff like that. So I don't know if he will, but that was my latest conversation with him.
Huh.
So it looks like he has sort of, like, he wants to build sort of a fitness company because he's got a little page called something about fitness. So, forgot. Oh, but I put, I shouldn't be hearing that. I did put my phone on silent so that I would. Okay, I'm back on. I must have bumped myself off. Are you there, Shannon? No? Hello?
Joyce?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, I got to hang up and call back in. I'm getting from the line in just a minute, but let me hang up because they're merged with the other call.
Okay, can I stay on?
Oh, yeah, stay on. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
I apologize to you guys. I'm so sorry. As you know, Shannon, I'm in live meetings. They're lining up to see me, and there's tables of people. and they're coming to get coaching, and they all have time slots, but the presidents of these companies go over because we're helping them so much, and they want more. And I'm saying, I've got to stop, get on a call now, I've got to stop. And finally, Carol came over and said, he is stopping, come with me.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you,
so,
thank you.
I apologize.
I think there's that commercial, we want more. We want more. We want more. Just like some kind of commercial. Somebody took that line.
That's pretty good.
Well,
I hadn't thought about
that. Yeah. We want more. More is better. It's a little kid saying it. I forgot what telephone company or something took this. Okay. Well, hi. Thank you for making time for this. I appreciate it. And so what I wanted to go over is the sort of the rapid fire of things that you said to me that day, which most of which I don't understand, but I have it written down. So would that be a good idea if I just go through it, what you said, and then you could elaborate on that to me?
Yes, ma'am. You bet.
Okay. So the first thing was to create an LLC in Florida, no tax in Florida. Okay, that I understand. Then my next phrase was terms of selection, hyphen, resonate with CEO, hyphen, resell or go public. I have no idea what that means. 5-year contract, only to CEOs, up strategic plans, another hyphen, 5% of ownership, sliding scale, I think $1,500 to $3,500 a month, 50-50 partner, and $1,000 an hour. That's what I got for notes from that day. And guess what? I want more.
Okay.
I need more.
What I said was, you've been coaching and helping people. Right?
Yes.
And you're working for cash flow.
Correct.
So the people get your coaching, and they kind of get finished with your coaching, and you part companies, and then you don't have a new client to replace them.
Uh-huh.
And then you spend time during a year to get the new client.
Which, that's what I'm doing with webinars.
Yep. The bills come in every 2 weeks, and the income doesn't.
Yeah.
And you've been doing that for a long time. Do you want to keep doing that?
Well, the model that I have developed would move me out of that more into group. I have done group things through webinars. I have done immersion settings, which are weekend settings for groups. And I do like the immersion a lot. And I'm able to bring in other people to do that with me. So I have been moving out of that and moving away from that one-on-one because that's the slowest and least duplicatable process there is. So it's, you know, it has been anyway. So
when
I've
you
been
get done with the retreat,
developing other products. Uh-huh.
When you get done with a retreat, like every time I get done with CEO Space, and 30 years later, everybody says it's the best that's ever been done. All the grads say it's better than every other one, every
uh-huh.
single time. And they say that you just won't believe next class it'll be triple the size. And then they go out and do their business. And you've been around enough to see our grads talk about us, and they rave about us. We have raving fans.
Right.
And when that class is over, my wife looks at me and takes a breath. And when we have to build the October class, it's starting all over, right from scratch. It's like we never had a customer.
Because you're taking all the feedback
no, I'm
and growing.
Thank you. I'm saying so. It's never. No, I'm just saying the business is requiring renewal that takes a lot of effort. Now, we're in the human transformation industry. We want to help people
right.
in a cause-driven business. So we're committed to how hard that is, and we'll tackle that. So isn't there a way to automate that? Not for Tony Robbins, not for us, not for anybody.
Right.
Okay, so that's the nature of that business, and it's the nature of your business. So you're trading one bell curve for another, and you're trading one income business for another. There's no wealth plan. In other words, the plan for this business will not help enough people the way the mechanisms are to keep it going. To give you freedom and independence, you will not be able to take the 21-day cruise because your business will fall apart. You will not be able to sell it for anything, ever. And you're not building something that will have brand value, but you're having a lifestyle company. It'll support you, and you'll get, as you get more prolific in systems and processes with it, have a bigger income. Your income will grow, but it'll be very hard and slow, and you won't get as much income as you hope and want. And it won't be regular. So when there's a financial crash in the market, you won't have independence financially. Your business will be crushed by the financial downturn, and you'll have to rebuild the business. Okay? So that's the nature of the processes you're working on. Now, to work for wealth versus cash flow, you have to have a plan. So I'm suggesting that in terms of selection, and this is recorded now, so you can listen to it again, that you select projects that thrill you to your bone marrow and that you'd like to work on for 5 years. I'm selecting that you have high resonance with the CEO, that you can survive a good fight, that you know their politics, everything about them. You spend time to get to know each other, and you are able to really know that you can survive a good fight because the contract does not permit divorce. Then I said that the company has to resell in the market. It has to be a company business model that's going to grow enough and be big enough, and the plan of the business is to resell or to go public in 48 months or less, so that the stock you're going to own in that company will be liquid, will come back in cash, and you'll have wealth for your years and years and years of work, not just cash flow. And if you select
Is that what a licensing agreement is? When you're saying selling that, is that what a licensing, when you sell a model, like,
I would like to finish reporting the news.
Sorry.
I'd like to report the news for 5 minutes, and then I would like to talk about the news, because the news will be cleared up when I report it.
Okay.
So, in the middle of the news, we'll never get finished reporting it, because I'll never, you know, if I put up puzzle pieces and I say it's Mount Rushmore, but I only have enough for you to see the grass and part of a buffalo. You can't see George Washington and Lincoln. If I put up more puzzle pieces at one point, even before I'm halfway there, you'll see the whole thing.
Okay.
Okay. So, now you know the terms of selecting client companies that I'm asking you to embrace from CEO space, when you're at CEO space, all right, because we have those companies that fit those criteria. So now, I said, you email me at Bernie Dorman, BERNYDOHRMANN, and I'm going to send you a copyright, I'm letting you use it, legal document we paid $15,000 to create. Are you with me?
Okay. Yes, I'm writing it.
And that document gives you the terms of engagement in a contract form. And you're going to tell the client that you are the 50-50 partner they need to sequence and structurally develop their business. But they'll never have to pay for it, because you're going to make an offer they can't refuse.
happy.
And the terms of engagement are, one, it's a 5-year contract that you cannot be fired from, legally. Two, you're on the board of directors as a strong woman with a great resume day one for 5 years. Three, you report only to the CEO. You don't go through any department's change as it grows and becomes bigger. You always have your only engagement with the CEO. Four, you're vice president of strategic planning to keep them in sequence and not let them get out of sequence. You're the double line so they don't hit the curb as they pick up speed. And you do all the things you do to remove blocks, etc. But as they get more successful, the blocks get bigger. And you'll get them out of the way of sabotaging their own success all along the way. And they'll love that they've got the sounding board and this person to bounce things off of. Five, you're going to own 5% of the stock, that's wealth, in these companies. It is worth millions. And you're going to own that as day one. Six, because you got that package of all those benefits, you're going to charge them $1,500 a month to consult with them anytime they want calls or Skype calls during business hours, 9 to 6, review documents, help them, and be their sounding board and their real partner, make a difference for them, be their strength. You're not alone anymore. And in 120 days or 90 days, or different for every company, you're going to go to $3,500 a month, and you're never going to charge more during the 5 years. And six, if they phone you after 6 o'clock at night, you're going to charge them $1,000 an hour. And they have to pay that in 72 hours. So they may, during the year, need 3 hours here, 3 hours there, 10 times. Well, that's $30,000 of extra money because they intruded in your family life. And you charge them $1,000 a day plus first-class prepaid expenses and hotel and people meeting you at the plane and taking you back to the plane for any travel days. And so the contract has everything kind of in it. Now, if you came to CEO Space and got 3 customers on that contract, you'd have a good income, $100,000 a year. If you got the next class, 3 more, and 4 in the next class in December, you would start next year where in 5 years you'd have $25 million in capital gains from your stock, and you would be paid $500,000 a year to wait for it. And you're still doing your retreats and all your other things, but they don't make as much as 10 clients in this business. And those 10 clients excite you. You love helping them. You're networking and making a difference for them. And you're able to take 21-day cruises with your honey more than once a year and still run your business. You have balance. You have freedom. You have wealth. And you have income with only 10 clients. Just be slow to get your 10 clients. Be careful. And get clients that can be game changers, world changers. And I have clients where the businesses are so big, it'll stun you. And you just pick the ones you like. You don't have to try. They'll just be businesses that thrill you. You want to be part of them, and you and the CEO will be best friends, and you'll help them build their company as a virtual partner. It's called a virtual partnership agreement, where they're not getting 50% of the stock away, they're only giving 5 away. And it's good for you, and they'll never fire you because it would cost them triple what they're paying you to get somebody in-house at that level.
Yeah.
And you'll love your life, and it leverages you into wealth elegantly. And you do so much to change the world. You help these companies. And they'll all come to your retreat. They'll all come to your other training. But that's income, not wealth. Cold 3 fingers up.
Got it.
Well, that makes you $100,000 a year.
Okay.
Now, when you talk to people, let's say you're networking and you're talking to the president of the company you want to help bring to one of your clients. You with me?
Yeah.
And you're at lunch. And you're saying, Chairman Bubba, I sit on the board of directors of 10 hyper-growth companies. 4 are going public in the next 36 months. 6 are reselling in 48 months or less to majors. And I have substantial stock interest in all of them. I'm the senior vice president in charge of strategic planning, and I report only to the CEO, founder of the company. And I'm here to talk to you about one of my client companies. You just went past all your resume items. You just leveraged yourself to a Harvard double PhD in economics. You're taken as a peer equal with a Fortune company at that moment. They talk to you differently, listen to you differently. You've leveraged your life, and we deliver all the clients. All you have to do is take my contract that I'm giving you, that's a $15,000 contract, and you email me at Bernie, B-E-R-N-Y, Dorman. Shannon will send you my email and say, send me the contract. And I send you the contract, and you retool it and remodel it. And so before you join Sierra Space, you got the $15,000 contract. You've got $100,000 worth of consulting. And then I deliver all the customers to you. And you'll love your life. So here's a scale. On the left-hand side of the scale is you in a rat maze as a hamster, running your little legs off to get your bills paid and have an extra at the end of the year. And that's the business of the retreats and all the business models you have.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to affect a certain number of people, and they're going to affect a certain number of people. On the right-hand side of the scale, you're helping build alternative health hospitals all around the world, amusement parks, the next Facebook, entirely new technologies, alternative fuels and energy, environment cleanup, and you're helping leverage your life for humanity and the world by a level you've never even imagined. And as you grow these companies, they grow you. And as you come to CEO Space, the skills that got you to where you are now are not the skills that you need to do what I'm telling you. But we give you those skills and make you pregnant with them in a week. It would take 10 years to get the skills you're going to have when you walk out. And you're able to do it. You're able to execute it. And that'd be good enough. That'd be a reason to come. But when we give you the client, so you put up a tax dollar, you put up an IRS tax dollar this year, and you get 10 back, and you have a money-back guarantee that's going to happen. What if I don't get any clients? Then I refund your money before you leave the building. So why wouldn't you do CEO Space? There's no risk to doing it, but there's an enormous profit and upside to doing it. In other words, if you stay home in the week we're giving this class, you're going to have a steep bump of income. If you come to CEO Space, you're going to have Mount Everest. And you're saying, I think I'll put off the Mount Everest. And I'm shaking my head going, he's too smart for that. That's the real deal.
Who is Sharon Lecter? I have that written down.
Sharon Lecter is a film that I wanted you to see out of 150 films.
Okay, film.
That is a short film that tells you that our processes will deliver what you're looking for in each of the promises I made, so you can see it before you go, so you can know before you go. Sharon Lecter was the Grand Marshal that opened Disney World in Orlando when the park opened and the ribbons were cut. She went on to become the first woman to become a senior accounting partner in the global accounting firm Doolittle and audited the Fortune 50 companies, the largest in the world, for years and broke a lot of glass ceilings. She then went on and became the author who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad for Robert Kiyosaki.
Oh, she did, huh?
She created and made the cash flow game. And she then went on and wrote Outwitting the Devil, and she wrote Think and Grow Rich for Women, all of which were introduced on our stage. And she is also the chairwoman of the Financial Literacy Committee for the President of the United States for our children. And she was also the chairwoman of the Financial Literacy Committee for the White House during the George Bush years and during the Clinton years. So she has been arguing across four presidents to get legislation in Congress, which is now in the Senate under her tutelage, to place curriculum in K through 12 and middle school to educate our children on financial literacy. You know, credit points, how to use a teller machine, all those things. And she's got all the curriculum. But now they're talking about a congressional mandate that this curriculum be used by the Department of Education and put in through those learning years.
Okay, I'll watch that.
And she's a great advocate for full partnership for women, wealth for women. She and I have worked for 40 years on women's full partnerships and rights to include women. And everything I say is always verified in film. In other words, I won't say something that I can't prove to you and you can see.
Well, what all this says to me is I can leave a legacy, a huge legacy, which has, if I'm going to cry about anything at night, that would be what I cry about. Not that I actually do, but that would be my pit in my stomach, that I have not yet been able to do that except my legacy through my role modeling, and, you know, but not the kind of legacy that I dream of, not the kind of dream of.
When I was with you, that was my single focus and takeaway. I saw in your soul that you are yearning to leave that legacy. And I'm telling you, I do this, I've done this for 30 years, and I've helped such great women, including Sharon. Sharon's things that you hear that are successful, that I named, were the ones that did that for her. I mean, we helped Sharon to leave her legacy. Now, I'm telling you, if you stretch and reach yourself, reach, and get into CEO space, you're going to pay less taxes. That's all that's going to happen. You're going to do a job. Like when you take money from a client, you owe that client a tune-up once every couple years where you're a better coach and advisor. Now, who should mentor you on being the best coach and advisor? And the answer is the mentor should make millions, nothing less. So I'm going to bring you a room of the Super Bowl of mentors that coach and advise. And you're going to leave with a download of skill sets that you wouldn't get in years and years. And you're going to be a better coach for everybody you take money from. But honey, this plan that we have, when you email me and put in the subject, send me the contract, get the contract. You're a smart girl. Just change it any way you want. It's a template. Change it so it's comfortable for you on your letterhead, to put it in folders and bring 10 of them. And you're going to get clients and start this part of your business. And it is true, pure legacy. And we are going to create for you where you are Sharon Lecter. We're going to make you a celebrity superstar in your space. We're going to build you up so you have unbelievable freedom, because I don't want you to be a workaholic. I want you to teach balance to other women, and I want you to be in balance. balance yourself, and you're going to create your legacy. And Theo's face is one sentence that relates to a pay raise, like the biggest pay raise of your adult lifetime, and living a life of consequence and significance. And Theo's face is this sentence: you don't have to wait.
Can I have a question now?
Yeah.
Become more prepared. Would I also want to have, I had mentioned to you that I want my business structure to be a social entrepreneurship in itself. So my business structure needs to be that way because I've been studying, you know, I told you Muhammad Yunus, what all the different spin-offs of different models. There's many models from MLM to independent that have spun off from that. You know, Tom's, Paul Newman, like millions of them. So, well, I don't know about millions, but a lot. So,
well, you never,
I want to do that,
you never
and I don't
want
know how
to create. I know, but that's what we do. You don't, what you do is you have the question, and we have the answers. So, we do that. We set that up for you. You know,
so I really can't
have
my LLC established before that then, because don't you have to write that up when you create the LLC? You have to write your business plan up.
No, you don't.
You
can
phone incorrect.
Laughlin USA. Look them up online. Laughlin USA. And put under it Scott. And phone and ask for Scott, who handles all our CEO Space members in all 50 states for years and years and years and years. And you say, Scott, I want to incorporate an LLC in Florida. It's going to be an education program company for entrepreneurs. And he will incorporate you in 5 minutes. You will be incorporated. Send you all the documents and you'll be incorporated. If you want to, they have a service no one else has. They're the largest, oldest incorporating company in the United States. 100 of the big law firms use them exclusively. And what they do is incorporate you cheaply, fast, and automatically. And then if you want to buy a service they have, which is not expensive, they will do all your minutes, all your annual filings, all your shareholder and annual board minutes, everything that relates to LLC maintenance, so your corporate housekeeping is never pierced. Because
oh,
small
I need
business
that for
often,
sure.
Well, they'll
absolutely
even take the company.
Yes.
They'll take the company you have and go back 5 years and bring them all current. Because if you're ever sued, the first suit asks the court to dispense with the corporate protection. It says, please, 100% of the suits now have a clause that says, do not, we want to go after her personally because she hasn't kept her housekeeping up corporately.
Correct.
And they always find something that is deficient, and they win in 67% of the lawsuits on getting rid of the corporation as your protection. And
right.
With Laughlin, it's called the veil service, the corporate veil. So the corporate veil is never pierced, and they keep your corporate veil intact. I have, as you can appreciate, quite a few companies, and all our companies have been under the veil service since we formed. And I know how to do it. I run public companies. I wouldn't pierce my, but they just add extra weight, extra depth of resolution and so forth. And it keeps you Swiss watch grade, you know.
Yeah. I for sure. I know myself. I for sure would want that. And plus, I told you, I just, you know, owed the government $10,000.
Well,
I know what that was due to, so I know myself, you know, what I'm, how good I am at watching and how good I'm not.
Did you negotiate a payment plan?
No, and my tax guy didn't advise me that. He knew about this, and he didn't advise me, and so.
Well, one, you're gonna meet people at our place that do taxes, and Shannon has a person that does small business taxes, and they're just terrific. and they're right there in your area, and they will negotiate a payment plan on the state payout. So you can pay this over 2 years. You don't have to pay it all at once.
Well, it's already paid, except I just got a call. Does this ever happen? I got a call, and I wrote the number down. I called back that said that the government was suing me. So I wrote the number back, and I got a busy signal. So I figured that that was a bogus call. I don't know. I haven't gotten any mail to that effect.
Yeah, I think that's a bogus call. They don't call you and say they're suing you. That just doesn't happen.
Okay. So I understand all this. Just as far as stealing or owning this, I feel that I can own this a lot more because as you went down that one by one, I've actually done all these things. And I've been called into meetings by not CEOs, but superintendents of schools, even though I was a quote-unquote teacher. And they would say, you're the best, and we need your advice on this. Now, that's a secret because they could never let it known that they're having a teacher come in and talk because, you know, you're not an administrator, so what do you know, right? But, you know, I've been called into a lot of meetings, like, secretly to, what are your thoughts on
well,
this? How do
what
you
I want
to, you think so differently.
Well, that's a very big business, that side business of helping schools. And if you come to CO Space and talk to Shannon about our bonus classes, we have a class on how to raise capital for your business. Now, you actually don't need capital for what we're talking about, but when you are a consultant to some of these companies, they will need capital. And your learning about capital and how to raise it would make you more valuable. And I'm telling you that because it's free. It's an extra training days, and it's days of training you'd normally pay $10,000 for. It's all free. And you get this skill that'll blow you off the chart. The former head of the Securities and Exchange Commission is there teaching it with the largest financial law firm in the country, so that contact's very valuable. Our lobbyists from Washington will be there teaching it. I never get them. That class is going to be amazing, but I'm telling you about it because Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Emma Fraser is going to be there. And I don't often have a chance to hook someone like her up to you. Now, Emma is 71 years old and looks like she's 50. Emma has got two Harvard PhDs in education. She has turned around hundreds and hundreds of school districts all over the nation and advises the White House on educational policy. She is a heavy hitter. And I want you to meet her when you're there, Emma Fraser, and say, can I call on you and use your help and strength? And occasion, if I get a contract, can I use your resume to get the contract and we both go in together? And she'll love that and do it with you. And now you've got a resume that takes you out of the teacher category and gives you one of the all-star resumes. When you raise a resume, you gasp. You've never seen a woman in education do what she's done. And you've got that person helping you, advising you, and you can say, this is my resource that I use in my company when I work on turning around schools and bringing their problems under solutions. And when you talk to her privately, you're going to see she's number one in the United States in that field, the best of the best of the best. And you get her on your team and her juice and contacts and what she can do for you. And she lives in the Carolinas. And she is so wonderful, giving, unbelievable. And you're going to love her. But in that field, when you go to that work, there's no mentor, sounding board, that could give you more than Emma Fraser. And you'll be girlfriends with her. That'll be a contact that'll give you, she could bring you schools. She doesn't want to do that. She can bring you schools to phone her and turn them over to you till the cows come home.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I want schools anymore either. They are so slow decision makers, and I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But
well, I think I've been in that field for 40
years. You know, to make something happen.
I know it's very, very painful because of the politics. Because you and I both know that no one in the school cares about the children's education. They care about the faculty lounge and what the faculty menu is for their eating and where their reserved parking space is. And it just goes on and on and on. And you're sitting there going, this can't be happening. Where are they focused on these children and their futures?
Yeah. I could go on and on about that. So, all right.
Well,
I can too
because I've already, in the education area, I've already slashed both my wrists and filled a bathtub up with my blood.
Yeah.
So, believe me, you're there 14 years. I'm there 41 years. So,
well, I was there more years, but it took me 14 years to bring positive behavior intervention support to the state of Wisconsin and have it accepted statewide. And so
I
worked with those researchers from when they started George Sergei and those people from Oregon from when they started in a whole different model and then it developed into this. People in Florida I've been talking to people here, they don't even know they have it, but that's because Florida's so fragmented with so many charter schools and many reasons. But Wisconsin was the 42nd state to adopt it at a state level. It took that long for them to do it, and it took me 14 years of talking and trying to get into getting thrown out of meetings I couldn't be in because
yeah.
I was just a teacher.
I had that happen in Michigan. I was doing the same thing right by your side.
So now I don't know much is happening there. They didn't get a university behind them to crunch the data, and you need that support. Somebody has to crunch it to come. But it's all about changing the adult behavior. But anyway, so I don't know that I want to do schools.
What's going to happen is you can't get away from it. In other words, you and I love the children.
Educator.
We love the children. We're committed to the unborn generation. And I'm saying, so we're never tired of trying to fix it. And I'm saying, it is going to change. In the next years, we're going to have the biggest window of change. And after all these years of our effort, we have to get a second wind. And schools will come to you. And I think that you just can't say no. There'll be times when you have to do that. And just know that Emma will be a great resource and a great connection. So, but she is not staying for the whole class. She's going to come back in the future, but she has to go to another conference and speak. And so she's doing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday and leaving. So if you get to meet her before she goes, that would be great.
Okay. Okay, one puzzle piece here, the second bullet, company has to resell in 48 months or less. What does that mean?
That means you own stock in the company, so you own 5% of the stock.
Right.
And you're on the board of directors. And before the company sells or goes public, the board votes itself stock. It gives itself stock and options to buy stock.
Yeah.
So you have your 5%. Plus, you'll have additional stock. If you're with a company that doesn't resell or doesn't go public, your stock doesn't convert to cash and become liquid and become the wealth part of this equation. So when 4 of these 10 companies resell or go public, you have $25 million that's taxed at 18% capital gains, and you keep all the rest of the money. And if you don't have the liquidity event, you don't get the wealth out of the business. And so by defining that your association with the company that planned to do that, then the only risk is it might take them a year or two longer than they think. But you're looking at wealth events, and some might do it a year or two sooner than you think.
Uh-huh.
And now you have a flow of wealth events that you're being paid $500,000 a year to wait to receive. And it motivates you more. You really work because you know that wealth is in the equation.
I get it.
I thought you meant my company has to resell, so that's where I was getting confused that I would be licensing out. That's what I thought.
Well, I wanted you to
think of
this.
This is how my dad made all his money. I understand.
Well, that's exactly right, yeah. And I want you to think of a scale. And on the left side is your business, and that's basically an income business. And on the right side is this new way to consult
mm-hmm.
that is a wealth business, and it actually establishes your legacy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, your life will thrill you because the people working with you, they're not just paying you. They're so grateful for you. They're giving you that inside payday of thanking you and acknowledging you, appreciating you.
So, Bernie, you know, I have this self-talk going on and things that people say to me are normally not what you're saying to me about myself. So, you know, you're saying a lot more things that I'm capable of than other people say to me in my family, my closest circle, right? So how do I know that's not BS?
Well, here's the problem. The people in your group have two modus operandi. One.
Right.
Deeper down. Well, it's not bad. Let's do it this way. Let's say that there are people that came in life to go underneath Disneyland, and they come early and they leave late, and they make the park work. They make the whole park work. And then there are people that come to Disneyland to go on the rides and stand for hours, and it's a small world anyhow. It's a small world anyhow. And then eventually they get to the ride, and then they got to listen to it again. And if you tried to pull them out and say, let's go on downstairs and see how it works and see all the computers and robots, they don't want to. It'll spoil it, and they get mad at you. And so you have to understand that those people that came to go on the ride, they came to the planet Earth and came on the planet to go on the ride. They are never going to work the planet up, change the world, or have those missions. They're boulders. They're the best boulders on the planet Earth. They could never be better.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're fairies. They're like fireflies, and they're fairies. And if a fairy goes to a boulder and says, you're just going to leave an indentation in the grass. My God, fly, see the world from my view. Light up, spread your wings. The boulder experiences what you're telling them as pain. And it wants to roll over on your little fairy wing and get you to be like a boulder. It wants to turn you into a boulder. So you'll just play bridge and have ordinary life and stay where they are. They don't know how to relate. So when you're with a boulder and a boulder says, what's happening? What's going on in your life? The only reason they're asking is to manipulate and control you to calm down, slow down, and be a boulder, because their energy is very dense, and it's focused internally. They only are caring about themselves. And how you can test that is you say to your family and friends, when they ask you what's happening, say everything's great, it's just about, you know, same as it was the last 3 years, it's just very routine, very orderly, nothing new, and I love it that way, it's just very routine and orderly. What's going on with you? Tell me what's happening with you. And they'll talk about the last 3 months of memory and primarily things that went wrong or bad, a lot of negative energy, about things that where they were the victim and other people screwed them. But that's what makes them feel better. And you'll listen to that and go, and to boulders, you only say, what else? You say, what else? Now, I don't know where the background noise is coming from, but it's probably
I'm in McDonald's. I'm so sorry.
We're just mute on and off, occasionally mute. So the boulder will say, all these things, and you're saying, what else? I can't believe that happened. What else? And then they'll try and, because when they're talking so much about themselves, they keep coming back to you and say, gosh, there's nothing with me. My stuff is boring. Yours is fascinating. Tell me more. Tell me more. And they just will tell you more. They'll talk about themselves forever, doing the dishes, everything. Then you go to the door and you're about to leave, and they'll grab your little face and they'll say, honey, I love you so much. And they experience being with a fairy as great joy, but you never showed them your wings or your light. And they think you're a boulder now. And then you walk out the door and leap into your circle of fairies who will always help you gain altitude and have a bigger vision of you and live your life more fully. And you're coming to CO Space where they're all fairies and no boulders. And you'll find your home, your tribe, your peak. And Sharon Lecter's film will show you that. And you'll be amazed how everybody in your family loves you now. But you never show them your dreams and your visions because they're boulders and they cannot understand and appreciate giving you approval and acceptance. That can only come from other fairies. Boulders will only roll over on your dream because they can't do theirs and they resent so much you're even talking about doing yours. And the reason is the contrast you shed on their resignation from their own dreams and their life. Once you understand that, you really cast your pearl before no swine, just fairies. Christ should have said, cast your pearl to the fairies and avoid the boulders, who will hide them and roll over on them. And once you understand that, you can give great joy being with boulders because they are the best gold boulders God ever made. And they're giving God the best boulder experience God ever made boulders for. And they leave these lives perfect boulders, just like they agreed when they came in. But the fairies are the ones that make the park work. Does that help you?
Yeah. It brings me to tears, really.
It lets you have understanding for the future, and you'll see what you've been doing, because in trying to be understood and approved by boulders, you've given them tremendous pain, which they've returned to you. And you've felt it much more than they feel it, because your fairy heart is so enormous compared to a boulder heart. But you did it to yourself because you didn't understand the nature of boulders. It's okay to be a boulder, but you can't get soul food from a boulder. They can't feed you. And to be known and to have acknowledgement and to have approval and to have acceptance, to have love and encouragement, you have to be with other fairies, honey.
Yeah, okay. I think I knew that. I knew that intellectually. There's parts of me that has known that and come to knowing that. I mean, that no one in my inner circle has read one thing I've ever written or done, hasn't expressed an interest in one thesis, one concept, one blog, one book, one website, one anything, you know, and that was hard, and then it came to a point of I was just going to accept that. But this story was very helpful because I did come to the point of, you know, still finding value. I don't use the word boulders and fairies, but, you know, I had other metaphors for that because those people also bring balance. But I didn't still have an outlet. I didn't have an outlet.
Well, I'm
and when I use the word legacy
circle.
With you, I would use the word legacy with you or with Shannon. I use it with someone else and they're like, why do you have to be like a show-off? That's what they feel the word legacy means.
And you say it right away, oh, it's a boulder. And you say, you're right. No, you say, you're right. I was just thinking out loud. I actually like my life being kind of routine and not doing. And then they're comfortable again because they don't have to acknowledge that they're not, you know, able to change their boulder selves because they know about flying. You can never wake a boulder up. They just resent those that are already awake. So just let them be where they are. Be careful. Don't talk about legacy until you know if they're a boulder or a fairy. And I'm going to build you a circle. of new best friends that will be in your life for life. This is not a seminar. This is not a workshop. This is the highest work of transformation on the human planet Earth, masquerading as a business training. When you come there, it will change your life. It's a fork in your income. It's a fork in your life quality. It's a fork in your internal capacity and talent pool and skills. And you are so much less alone. You're going to meet Emma, who is a great fairy queen, an archangel of the Lord God like you are. And you guys, I mean, you're going to be known and appreciated at a depth you can't even imagine. There'll be others that become best friends for life with you. And they will read everything you write. They will acknowledge. They will bask. They will give you feedback. They will help lift you to higher altitude. You just will never be alone again with a field of boulders. The worst thing for a fairy is when they're so lonely in the middle of all these people. There's a famous song that is out that isn't played very often. And it's called, it's all about being alone in a room full of people.
Yeah.
Very haunting melody. And it's like, I'm so alone in this room full of people. Now you will be in a room full of fairies, and there'll be no loneliness at all for the rest of your life. And everyone in the room, everyone, is doing their legacy. And they all realize what they don't know and have is talent. As they grow it, it will grow them. They'll grow into it. And we alone, honey, we alone have lives that thrill us. We have thrilling lives. And the people that live in resignation, they resent us. It's emotional. They don't even know why. But we know why. And it's okay. And what we have to do is stop trying to wake up boulders. Let them be the best boulder. They can't wake up. They're only going to be boulders. And they're great boulders. Learn to enjoy boulders, but never share your light with them. Share your light with fairies. Your life will change just on this call.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's the top of the hour.
Thank you.
I think this was great. I wish I was at McDonald's with you.
No one was in here. It was absolutely quiet when I started. I was searching for a quiet place. So.
No, it's all right. I didn't know because Shannon is often with Ryan, and she's going into Toys R Us and other places, and I'm always telling her phone.
So, Bernie, how do you know I'm a fairy again? How do you know that?
Well, honey, there isn't time on this call to tell you how I know that. But
okay. Because I don't think it's because you read my resume, and I don't think it's because you read my LinkedIn.
It's because I talk to your soul, honey. You just met the oldest spirit you will meet in your life walk, the most ancient being that you will ever cross paths with. And if you will allow me to lift you up and care for you, I will nurture you for the rest of your life.
Do you know I use that word, nurture? And I've been criticized for that. Because my model is initiate, nurture, and sustain. And I was very criticized when branding people were telling you can't use the word nurture. It's not businessy enough. It's not, you have to use grow or build. And I said, no, I
absolutely
refuse.
Absolutely the opposite. In
I refuse.
World,
I said,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Nurture.
Yeah. I think that you are true to your core nature. And you are a mother nurturer. I mean, you are an essential nurturer. And your nurturing is your essential value. And you're able to intuitively read people's deficits and supply a competency that gives them replenishment. You replenish their deficits in your nurturing. But you needed yourself to be replenished. And I've done that for you. I know, but I'm going to nurture you. You need that nurturing, but it takes a very... You're an old, old spirit, honey. It takes an ancient spirit to even know you. And it's hard when you're working with all these young spirits. These boulders are very young spirits. There's nothing wrong with them. It'll be 25 lifetimes before they get to where you are. They're just not old enough yet. And so you came in to give great service. You came in to be here early and leave late to help the park work. And you're going to have a tremendously long life, and you're going to do your legacy. And Theo Faith is just it's your tribe. It's coming home. It's being able to do business the right way. All the coaches, 50 coaches, that are the mentors at the top of business, none of them will say, don't you use Nate Nurture.
That'd be so nice if someone resonated with those words.
You're going to come to the place of the resonancy. This is the castle for the fairies of the world, honey. It's the gathering.
It is.
Oh, there's Rain. Well, I don't want to hold you. Thank you so much.
All these fairies, all their lights are flying into the castle in 2 weeks. Fly in and be with us.
Well, I know Ken is coming, my friend. He asked me if I was coming. I'm coming. Ari's coming.
There's no gift you can give yourself that will be greater than phoning Ken and saying, I'll be there with you. There's no necklace. There's no cruise. Nothing will equal this the remainder of your entire life. I've been doing this 30 years. I've heard a lot of fairies say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I don't want to hold you any longer. I really appreciate your time.
You got it. You got it.
Appreciate your
trust
words.
Trust your heart and tell your head to go to its room. Your head is a 7-year-old that never grows up. Tell it to go to its room, and the grown-up heart is going to make the decision.
The heart is a much bigger muscle.
The heart is the absolute automatic door to the soul. It's the seat of all inspiration by which through the soul speaks. It never speaks to the head. It always speaks to the heart. And the heart is what gives your head its inspiration to solve every problem and take every risk. You would never get married from your head. You got married from your heart. You would never have a relationship or a child except from your heart. You would never enjoy a sunset with your head. You'd enjoy it with your heart. Your heart is what gives you all your memories for eternity. Your head gives you none.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Bernie. I'm understanding.
Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'll call you shortly, Joyce.
Okay, bye.
Bye.